cooperation with the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Chargers and Raiders clash in L.A. Hi, I'm Rocco McRae, and this is JPZ Sports. In Monday Night Football tonight, the once-beaten San Diego Chargers will be in Los Angeles to take on the undefeated Raiders. A Charger win would force a four-way tie for first in the AFC West. Denver and Seattle already have 3-1 records. The Chargers entered the weekend with more points than any other AFC team. Dan Fouts is once again hooking up with Wes Chandler and Kellen Winslow. Their offensive success is a bit surprising considering some of their recent personnel moves. In the offseason, they traded speedy halfback James Brook to Cincinnati for fullback Pete Johnson. How was Charger coach Don Coryell going to keep two big fullbacks happy? Simple. He traded incumbent Chuck Muncy to Miami last week. When that deal fell through, he traded Johnson to the Dolphins. But the Chargers' offense keeps rolling. The Raiders, though, certainly are capable of stopping them. Their defense has yielded only 41 points in three previous games. The Raiders have another thing going for them, their record on Monday Night Football. They have won 20, lost 2, and tied only 1 in the 15 years of the Monday Night Game of the Week. Turning to baseball, we are down to one pennant race. Kansas City and Minnesota are tied for first with one more week left to play. The California Angels are only 1.5 games out. The Angels could make that up tonight when they travel to Kansas City for a crucial doubleheader. The Angels will send Zahn and Sterner against Jackson and Saberhagen. Meanwhile, the Twins are in Chicago. Frank Viola goes for his 18th against the White Sox Floyd Bannister. The Yankees will play a doubleheader in Baltimore tonight. Yankee rookie pitchers Joe Calley and Dennis Rasmussen will face the Orioles' Bill Swaggerty and Cy Young candidate Mike Boddicker. Boddicker is looking for win number 19. Toronto will send Jim Clancy on the mound against Boston's Bruce Hurst at Fenway Park. In other American League games, Detroit is in Milwaukee and Oakland is at Texas. Checking the senior circuit, the Cubs' Rick Sutcliffe goes for a 16th win in 17 National League decisions against the Pirates tonight. Philadelphia is in New York, St. Louis is at Montreal, Houston is at Los Angeles, and the San Diego Padres and San Francisco Giants will hook up in a doubleheader. The latest Las Vegas line has the Nebraska Cornhuskers as 19-point favorites in next Saturday's showdown with the Syracuse Orangemen at the Carrier Dome. Nebraska has scored 122 points in three games compared to SU's 40. They also have allowed only 17. No wonder they are ranked first in the country. On the brighter side for Syracuse fans, the SU soccer team is still undefeated after six matches. They beat Boston College 3-0 over the weekend. In college baseball, LeMoyne swept a doubleheader from Scranton 7-0 and 11-0 on Sunday. LeMoyne takes on Hartwick tomorrow at 1 p.m. For JPC Sports, I'm Rocco McRae.
I'm a staff announcer paid to say this. The jock you're about to hear does not make sense or touch reality in any way, shape, or form. And now, ladies and gentlemen, live from Syracuse, it's Big A.